back to Everest and climb Everest. Even in this movie, it was kind of graphic, but there were bodies that were there of people that didn't make it back, that they couldn't get back, that froze to death, and they were still in that frozen state, not aging, nothing. They're just dead but frozen. That's what God used the ice to shield us from eternity, because we cannot exist in eternity. So he created the heaven, and then he hung the earth in there. And we read about how Jesus, the angels, when he created the angels, how the angels rejoiced to see him creating the earth. The angels were created in the beginning, in that time frame of the beginning. Man had not been created. So there's a thick layer of ice that surrounds the heavens. The earth is set in the heavens. This is before stars, before the moon, before the sun. That's not until day four of God's creation there. This is just the heaven and the earth, God in his glory, in his creation. But there's a rebellion because Lucifer is given charge over the earth. And he's given charge over a third of the angelic host. A third. To custodian, to do what man's job was given when man was created, to till the garden, to keep the garden, to expand the garden. And when the rebellion came, and we'll look a little more deeply into this, war broke out, and God, what he did, the ice that surrounded creation, God allowed that deep to be broken up. And it flooded not just the earth, it flooded all the creation. Heaven was flooded. The earth was flooded. Everything was flooded by this ice, this water that God had as a barrier, a curtain around creation. But when the rebellion came, he flooded everything. That's why we see the heaven was flooded, the earth was flooded, everything was flooded, and it was darkness. And the reason it was darkness is because God withdrew himself. He created something to replace himself, which was darkness. Think about this a moment. I don't have the verses before me. Maybe next week we'll touch them. But when the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, God did this very same thing. What happened, Moses stretched forth the rod, and God caused a strong east wind to come, and it pushed the waters up, and they froze. Amen. Amen. It was frozen. You can read that. They were straightened. They were frozen. God froze them. And Israel walked through on dry land. But then when their enemy came in to try to catch up with them, God released that water. Just like he did when Satan rebelled and there was war in heaven, God released, he released the curtains of waters that surrounded, and all of creation was flooded. All of creation was flooded. Okay? Do you get the picture? So everything was water. Now we come to day, verse number two. On day two, on page number two, we find the heaven filled with water. In addition to the water, there is now darkness that has replaced God's light. God, see, wherever God is not, there's going to be darkness. Wherever God is, there's going to be light. The darkness was not part of the original heaven. See, that was not part of the original creation. Whatever God does has light. But when God withdrew, he created darkness to replace the light. I think I shared it a little bit this morning. I had a dream some many, many years ago, but one of those dreams you never forget, where I saw darkness. I'm not talking about darkness like physical darkness. This was the spiritual darkness. It was through a door about the size of that door back there. I was in a place and I could see, there was no doors on it, but I could see the black. And there was activity going on. I couldn't see any movement or anything, but I knew there was activity going on back there. But what gripped me was the horror. It was something, you know, it was scary. It was frightening. God just gave me a glimpse of it. It was a horror. Do you know the darkness that came upon the Egyptians during the time of God's judgment, and that's a part of darkness is judgment. It says that for 3 days, no one moved from their place. And you know why? They couldn't see their hand in front of their face. You talk about darkness. But see, this is the type of darkness that God created when he withdrew himself. It's not like just night, like we see, where, you know, we've got stars, we see, you know, you see in the distance. No, this was, as a matter of fact, angels, some of the angels in Jude that fail, he has reserved under chains in darkness. Amen. You see, there's a day where God cleared up a certain part of the atmosphere, and it's the only time we do not hear God say, and God saw that it was good. And the reason being is because now the evil, rebellious angels could move around. Before that, they couldn't move because they were reserved in darkness. They couldn't move. The darkness that we're talking about here is not just, you know, where you're getting around and you can't see somebody, but you can talk. No, it's a darkness that you can't move. There's no light, no direction, nothing. But the day that he cleared up that atmosphere, he did not say it was good because he knew these hordes would come back in. They could move. They had movements now. Okay, so this is the darkness that we're looking at on this day. It was not originally created. God had to create it. He withdrew his light. And the original heaven was created with light because God is light and in him is no darkness. The light was what allowed the angels to see and rejoice at the laying of the foundations of the earth. The condition of the earth in verse 2 is corrupted. Now, the question that I asked there is, what happened to cause this corruption? This is what we want to look into as we study in the beginning. Again, if we understand how the beginnings came about, we'll have a better understanding, not just how to wage warfare, but how to walk victoriously. Amen. Too often in the life of a saint, there's the compromise with or the acceptance of some form of darkness. Thinking, well, you know, that's just the way that it is. No. Darkness is not of God. Everything of God is light. Think about it a moment. And it's not that we write people up. We have to know how to guard our heart and guard our mind against darkness. There's three types of darkness we're going to talk about. But we have to, especially spiritual darkness. Sometimes you think you just have to put up with stuff or just have to take stuff or just endure stuff. No, not as a child of God. We dwell in the light with him. What fellowship has light with darkness? How can two walk together? There is no communion. When you take that stand, you position yourself, you qualify yourself for God's best. Sometimes you suffer for it, but you qualify yourself for God to do great things. But when you compromise with the darkness and, you know, a little darkness here, well, you know, everybody. No, not everybody. It's just how the world has tried to condition you. That's why the enemy couldn't touch Jesus. Darkness cannot comprehend light. That's why your praises as a child of God, it confuses the enemy. There's stuff you do in the light, that darkness, they can't comprehend it. They don't understand it. They can't figure you out. They only know the old you when you were in darkness. Come on, they don't know the new you. The new you is born again. The new you is in a new kingdom. The new you has been delivered from the domain of darkness and brought into the kingdom of light. They can't identify you. They try to, if they get at you, it's because you go back to some old. Amen. Old ways of thinking. Amen. Old ways of acting. Amen. Now they can identify you. But when you walk in the spirit, they can't touch you. Because you are not of this world. You are not. They have no inroads. They have no rights. They have nothing legal. They can't find you. That's why they couldn't touch Jesus, though they hated him, wanted to kill him. They couldn't touch him. Till the time of the power of darkness, when he knew that it was his time. Before that, they couldn't touch him. If you really take this truth and understand that God is the one that divided the light from the dark. God created physical darkness. We'll take a look at this. He didn't create spiritual darkness. That started with Lucifer. He didn't create that. But he created physical darkness to take the place where he was withdrawing himself from. You know, in Isaiah chapter 60, it says, "Arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." It says, "Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people." This is the spiritual darkness he's talking about. But our light has come. We are not subjected to the same thing. Come on, get a clue if you don't know. We're not subjected to these. Why should you live in fear? When God says, "I've given you light," and darkness cannot comprehend that light. Darkness, it cannot be light and dark in this same place. If anything, when the light comes on, darkness goes up. Look under your chair. The darkness ran up under the chair. Darkness is over in the corner. Why? Because the light is on. If you walk in the light, darkness can't overtake you. It can't comprehend that light. It cannot. It has nothing to do with that light. These are lessons that this whole Genesis mandate teaches us. In the beginning, this is how it is. And as believers, we must learn not to compromise with evil and darkness, to stand with God even when it costs us. Because if you do, the best is coming to you. Amen. Okay, so what happened to cause this corruption? Genesis 1:2. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. In answering this question, we must first understand something about God. 1 John 1:5 says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." Come on, raise your expectations. In the God that we serve, there is no darkness. God is not the one tempting you. God is not the one throwing stuff at you, testing you. God cannot be tempted with evil. Neither will he tempt any man with evil. Don't get it twisted. Don't let the devil fool you and make you think that God is trying you. No, God's the one bringing you out. God's the one giving you life. God is the one giving you understanding. God is the one breaking the yokes. It's the devil that is the tempter. God is not testing you with evil. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. Somebody say, at all. With God, there is no shadow of turning. In other words, with God, there aren't even any shadows.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.